Egypt's president, Hosni Mubarak, met with President Bush at the White House today in a bid to revive the Mideast peace process. Mubarak came to Washington amid some of the bloodiest fighting between Israelis and Palestinians in the last 18 months. The level of violence, as well as a new peace initiative by Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah, gave new urgency to today's talks. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
At a news conference after his meeting with President Mubarak, President Bush called the Saudi initiative a positive development. The proposal, which could be put on the agenda for this month's Arab summit in Beirut, calls for Israel to pull back to pre-1967 borders in exchange for full normalization of relations with Arab states. Mr. Bush also said he remains committed to the overall goal of two nations, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace.
The United States also believes that this goal is only possible if there is a maximum effort to end violence throughout the region, starting with Palestinian efforts to stop attacks against Israelis.
Mubarak countered that Israel must understand that the use of military force and economic restrictions against the Palestinian people also must stop. Earlier in the day, at a luncheon in Washington, Mubarak deplored the suffering of both parties as he called for immediate intervention in the Mideast conflict.
We have to do whatever we can with the administration here to bring the two parties together. They should sit, whether they like it or not. We have to find the solution. We have to break the vicious circle and sit and change views with the help of the United States and the Egypt and other countries who are fond of that. There is no other way else.
Mubarak spoke positively of the Saudi proposal, and the Egyptian leader said he's pushing ahead with his own initiative, trying to get Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to come to Egypt for a summit.
We want an end to the cycle of violence and an end to the climate of fear. Toward this end, I offer to host security and the political talks in Egypt. I offer to arrange a meeting between Arafat and Sharon. These offers remain on the table till now.
President Bush said he welcomes Mubarak's efforts, but repeated his assertion that negotiations depend on breaking the cycle of violence. Prime Minister Sharon, who's consistently refused to meet with Arafat, declined Mubarak's invitation, but the Egyptian leader apparently is not giving up. Stephen Cohen, national scholar at the Israel Policy Forum, met with Mubarak for about an hour this morning. He said Mubarak is trying to restart negotiations with the help of the United States and Jordan as quickly as possible and at as high a level as possible.
He is working the bottom up, and Abdullah was working top down, in the sense that Abdullah was giving kind of an overall umbrella to the process, saying that, you know, this is where we're headed, and now we have a definition of the question, what is the end of conflict? And now the Crown Prince has given a definition of the end of conflict by saying it means full normalization.
Stephen Cohen says it's not surprising that Mubarak failed in his first attempt to bring Sharon and Arafat together.
Mubarak will have to step down from the ideal structure of such a meeting to something less perfect. It may be that he's going to have to invite Sharon, then invite Arafat, then invite both of them to meet separately with him. In other words, what we're talking about now is not that there's going to be a bullet, a magic bullet.
Cohen says Mubarak seems encouraged by the response he's received here in Washington.
He feels that there's somebody listening.
At tonight's news conference, President Bush said the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will be an important topic when Vice President Dick Cheney visits the Middle East. Cheney is preparing for a trip to 8 Arab states and Israel. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.